Czechs are digesting the results of the weekend's Senate and Council elections. The vote appeared to be a resounding victory for the right of center Civic Democrats. They went through to a second round in 26 of the 27 Senate mandates being contested and gained more council seats than any other political party. Joining me to discuss what these results mean is Rob Cameron. Rob, on paper, this looks like a decisive victory for Mirek Topolánek and his Civic Democrats.
On paper, yes, Linda, they did very well. Did well in the local elections. In Prague, for example, they scored a stunning victory. It looks like they'll have a majority in the city council for the first time ever. And in the Senate, they did well as well. Next week is the second round runoff. The Civic Democrats will have candidates in 26 of 27 seats up for grabs. And if they win 14, it means that one party will gain control of the upper house. And that's unprecedented in the Senate's history. But in all the second round runoff elections, it's very much the Civic Democrats versus everyone else. So it's far from certain that the party will gain that crucial figure of 14, which is why I think that the leader of the Civic Democrats, Mirek Topolánek, at least is saying, hold on, don't get too carried away.
Now, what about the broader question of the influence of these elections on the national situation? Will they make a difference?
That's a much more difficult question to answer. The Senate and local council elections do not change the fact that the lower house is split down the middle, in fact, between right and left, and that Mr. Topolánek has been incapable of putting together a government. So to discuss just how they might change the situation, I spoke to Peter Just. He's a politics lecturer at Charles University.
It's true that the Senate elections and municipal elections did not change the division in the Chamber of Deputies and the lower chamber of the parliament, which is much more important for creation of the government. However, these elections were more important for parties themselves. They showed them how their leaders did in the post-election period, how they did during the negotiations of a new government, and it's kind of feedback from voters.
Some analysts were also saying that the Civic Democrats have been looking for a signal from the Czech public to push for early elections and deal the political cards again. Is this that signal?
Could be considered as a signal because the Civic Democrats are strongly campaigning for early elections and their strong victory can be a signal that the Czech public is also for early elections as a way to solve the deadlock.
President Klaus, who of course was the founder of the Civic Democrats, and he's still the honorary chairman of that party, he said the recent scandals in Czech political life had no effect on these elections. Do you think he's right?
If we first look back to June elections, there was also one scandal just a week before the June elections. However, the sociologists, they did some research asking voters when they decided to vote for a certain parties, and most of them said they were decided much more ahead before the scandal actually came out. I think that the current issues will be evaluated the similar way because voters, they are usually decided much more ahead than 1 week before.
That was a politics lecturer, Peter Just from Charles University. And Linda, he's still undecided about what these local and Senate elections mean for the national political situation.
Well, thanks for this update, Rob.